West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey warned consumers to avoid falling prey to a new twist on a Social Security scam, where the caller attempts to steal personal information while claiming to represent an attorney general's office. According to a press release from Morrissey's office, last week dozens of West Virginians reported receiving such calls. The imposter threatens that the attorney general's office will suspend the consumer's Social Security benefits and or number due to fraudulent activity. The imposter seeks to steal the consumer's identity by asking for his or her Social Security number for confirmation purposes, even though the imposter knowingly has nothing to compare it against. Attorney General Morrissey reminds consumers that although these calls can be intimidating, it's important to take a deep breath, hang up the phone, and report the call to authorities. Do not give out any personal information or your Social Security number. The Social Security scam is increasingly prevalent. It often relies on unsolicited phone calls and various excuses to steal Social Security numbers and other sensitive information. Impersonators often claim the consumer has a compromised Social Security number or a frozen account, which in turn threatens his or her monthly check. The imposters will sometimes even threaten legal action against consumers who do not comply. Consumers should always verify any information by calling the legitimate Social Security Administration's phone number and never make payments using wire transfer, gift cards, or cash. Most government agencies and reputable companies will not seek personal information via an unsolicited phone call or email. Anyone receiving such a call should report the information to the Social Security Administration's Office of the Inspector General. Its fraud hotline can be reached by phone at 1-800-269-0271. Anyone who believes they have been the victim of fraud can contact the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Division or the Eastern Panhandle Consumer Protection Office in Martinsburg. You can find that contact information with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.